The donut
hole. Yeah, the donut hole. That's the hole and all was good, you know.
Yeah.
But naturally, you would work that dough back and make more donut out of it, you know. But they would like to take them and fry them, especially the girls when they were learning to cook.
Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time, maybe for breakfast with syrup.
Now that's a pancake. I know I've had a lot of pancakes. We eat lots of pancakes here. You know, now they got to where they eat lots of waffles. We used to eat lots of pancakes.
Did they have any other names for it a long time ago, pancakes?
No, it's just been plain old pancakes and hoe cakes and all. Makes no difference what you made out of, cornmeal or flour. It's just hoe cakes or pancakes.
If you went to the store to buy flour, you would buy like two what's of flour?
Pounds.
And what would you use to make the bread that's not baking powder or soda?
That's leavening bread, ain't it?
It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated.
Yeast. Oh, that's yeast that you put in the bread to make it rise.
Oh.
You put that in them donuts,
too. What happens
too?
If you don't put it in?
It don't go very far if it's plain flour.
Very good, I bet. And what would you call the inside part of the egg, that yellow part?
The whites of an egg.
And the yellow part, what would you call it?
The yolk.
Okay, and what color is the yolk?
Oh, it's yellow.
Okay.
Yellow.
And if you cook eggs in hot water, what would you call
eggs? You got them boiled eggs.
Right.
You got boiled eggs.
If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into the hot water, what are those called?
Them's poached, ain't they?
That's what they sound like to me. Do you know what fat salt pork is called?
Fat salt pork. Now, that's when you kill the hog, as I told you.
Uh-huh.
That's when you kill the hog and you take the middling, that's the side of the hog, you take it and you lay it out and you put salt over and let it cure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called fat back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you cut the side of a hog off, what do you call the side? Well, you just said that. But what
it's
do you call
fat back.
And what would you make from fat back?
Oh, it's good to eat. Just to fry it and eat it.
Uh-huh.
You can bake it, you can boil it, put it in with green beans and boil it.
Uh-huh.
It makes delicious vegetables, especially green beans. Pick green, fresh beans and put them on the stove and put your big piece of fat back in there.
Well, would that be where the stuff that you eat for breakfast comes from, the little meat that you cook for breakfast?
Bacon, that's right. That's
is, where that
what,
bacon. Is that where
yes,
bacon comes
that's
from?
That's where bacon
that
comes from.
That side or whatever?
That's the side meat.
What's the outside of bacon called?
That's the skin, I guess. It's called the rind.
Okay. And, let's see. Do you know any other names for bacon?
No, I sure don't. Now, ham's the difference. Difference in bacon, by all means. You know, ham's the choice piece of the hog.
Yeah. What all do you get from... You get the bacon, ham,
and the sausage.
If meat has been kept out too long and it starts to smell bad, you'd
it's
say
it's rank.
Okay.
It sure
which
is.
Which means that it's what?
It's full. If you ain't you never
I
smelled no more.
Yeah, I sure have. In my refrigerator right now, I'm
oh my, don't take it long to spoil this hot weather.
Well, you were talking about sausage a while ago. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog's liver? Have you ever done that?
Oh, that's liver mush. That is delicious.
Is it?
Liver mush. Have you not never eaten liver mush?
I've never had it.
And then they take the head a lot of time and cook it and make press meat out of it.
Yeah,
you ever heard tell of press meat?
No.
Well, it is delicious, you know. They took everything we even cooked the pig's tail and rendered it up into lard.
Is that good?
Right after World War II, whenever